Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Rocket Science.
Universal anomalies explained by high schoolers.
I'm Isabella Davis.
And I'm Addie Kessler.
Today we're going to talk about mycelium.
But first, we have to address what fungi is.
Fungi is a larger umbrella that covers yeasts, rusts, smuts, mildews, molds, and mushrooms.
Fungi thrive in both fresh and salt waters, inside your house and amongst plants. They can even be found on your body.
Fungi can be single-celled organisms, such as yeasts,
or multi-celled organisms, such as mushrooms.
Fungi are decomposers, which mean they help with the decay of plants and animals.
They play the crucial role of the organism that can break down the tough organic materials that others are too weak to take on.
This is because they digest their food on the outside of their so-called bodies, unlike you and me.
Everything needs some type of nutrients to grow, plants and animals alike.
But for plants, nutrients are not as easy to acquire as it is for humans.
You may think soil, water, and sunlight are abundant.
However, nutrients found in water and soil are encased in insoluble compounds.
This is where decomposers save the day.
Like we mentioned before, fungi has the power to break down these tough cases, turning the compounds into soluble nutrients that can be absorbed by the roots of plants.
This leads us to symbiosis.
A symbiotic relationship is when two organisms live together, whether this be mutualistic or parasitic.
Some fungi create mutualistic, symbiotic relationships with plants where they both benefit.
For example, lichens form a symbiotic relationship as they create a shelter for a particular bacteria, and the bacteria in turn provides the lichen with energy and carbon through photosynthesis.
Fungi are a crucial part of the food chain.
Though most herbivorous mammals tend to eat the fungi that they casually come across, some animals heavily rely on fungi as their main source of food.
Like the caribou, who mainly eat tree lichen in the winter time, and the potoroo, whose meals almost entirely consist of fungal fruiting bodies, such as mushrooms.
And now we're going to take a quick break for our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Henry Miller, owner, founder, foreman, and manager of HM Enterprises. We are a small family-run excavation and construction company serving people throughout the San Juan Islands. We guarantee high-quality work on every job, no matter the size, and we offer more affordable options than other companies. Please give us a call if you have any questions or request a free bid. You can contact us at 360-440-2992 or email at henrymillerorcas@gmail.com. Thank you and have a great day.
And now we're back. Now we can get back to our main topic, mycelium.
Mycelium is the vegetative part of the fungi made up of a network of hyphae, which are fine white threads.
The hyphae look like a bundle of cotton to the naked eye.
Mycelium is the part of the fungi that grows in this substrate, such as wood or dirt.
Basically, it's the roots of the fruiting bodies.
A fungus soaks up nutrients from its environment through its mycelium and secretes these enzymes into its substrate.
Polymers within the substrate break into monomers.
This allows the new monomers to be soaked up by the mycelium using facilitated diffusion and active transport.
Because of the expanse of mycelium, fungi are able to inhabit a large area.
There is a place in Oregon called the Blue Mountains where the mycelium of a fungus covers 10 square kilometers,
making it the largest organism in the world. Well, Addie, do you have anything else to add?
Well, Isabella, think about it this way. Mycelium is the connector. Next time you are walking through the woods and see mushrooms growing in the damp earth or fungi clinging to the bark of trees, remember that there is a whole network of mycelium hidden from view. It is working beneath the ground, gathering nutrients and keeping its fungus fruit, you see, alive.
Well, that's it for today, and our ending fun fact of the day is...
The word mycelium translates as more than one.